Broadcasting on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's 22 degrees in Lawrence, 24 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have an app, version for iOS, version for Android. Wherever you get apps, just search Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in this evening. We are about 12 minutes away from our next update of news headlines. That will be followed by a report from Minnesota. Border Czar Tom Homan met with the Minnesota governor today. Homan is taking over from Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino, overseeing ICE operations in the state. The question is, has anything changed in the last, 48 hours or so in Minneapolis? Are the arrests stopping? Are they picking up? What exactly is going on? We will get an update straight ahead on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing as we head toward midnight. It's going to be cold tonight with no cloud cover around, lows around 7 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high in the mid-30s, wind chills below zero, likely in the morning. But as I said, highs in the mid-30s tomorrow, that's probably the warmest day of the week we're going to see. Lows in the teens tomorrow night, cold again on Thursday with a high barely cracking the lower 20s.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 22 degrees in Lawrence, 29 in Chanute. It's 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Both KPR 1 and KPR 2, we are simulcasting with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 22 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A bill in the Kansas Senate would require courts to sentence underage offenders to juvenile detention if they are in possession of a firearm during a crime. Supporters of the bill say adolescent gun crimes are on the rise and stronger consequences are needed. But critics argue the bill would roll back recent reforms meant to reduce incarceration of young people and prioritize rehabilitation. Logan DeMond of the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas says juveniles would be forced into prisons regardless of whether they used the firearm. He says the court would not be able to consider intent or whether the offender poses a risk to the public.
That we're not considering these factors tells me that this legislation won't increase public safety. It will only increase incarceration rates.
The bill would also allow placing some juveniles in residential detention facilities rather than foster homes, and it would double the maximum detention time for juveniles from 45 days to 90 days. The Kansas Supreme Court has been hearing arguments from a death row inmate who is appealing his sentence. Justin Thurber was convicted of capital murder and aggravated kidnapping in connection with the 2007 death of Jody Sanderholm in Cowley County. KWCH-TV reports that Thurber's attorneys are arguing that Thurber is intellectually disabled and should not be executed. His attorneys are appealing a 2023 ruling that found Thurber did not meet the burden of proof to show that he is disabled. The court has not indicated when justices will issue a ruling. The Kansas City Royals have taken one potential new stadium site in Johnson County off the table. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer filed this report.
A team spokesperson confirmed that the Royals are no longer considering the Asperia campus in Overland Park as a location for a new stadium. The team says the site at 119th and Knoll, the one-time home of the Sprint World headquarters, does not, quote, meet our criteria for a stadium, end quote. People began to take seriously the prospect of the Royals moving to Overland Park last year when a team affiliate purchased the mortgage at Asperia, but the idea faced pushback from nearby residents and businesses, including T-Mobile, which said it would move its corporate offices if a new stadium went there. The Royals also missed a key deadline at the end of 2025 to negotiate a deal with Kansas lawmakers. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, lows around 7 degrees overnight. For Wednesday, probably the warmest day of the week, highs in the mid-30s with lots of sunshine, but wind chills as low as minus 1 through Wednesday morning. For Wednesday night, cold with a low around 13 degrees. Continued cold on Thursday with a high in the lower 20s and lows Thursday night right around 0. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
New year.
I want to ask about the United States Senate for 2026. This is a map where...
New beginnings.
So, Scott, what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
New stories.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. What do they want out of this lawsuit?
Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Drop in for a few minutes, drop in for a few hours. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies all around the state. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stick around. We have news headlines coming your way at 7:01 on your KPR One stations, followed by Stardate. Then we have some classical music for you till 9 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR Two up at 7 o'clock, we have some investigative journalism for you with Reveal.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and cold with a low around 7. Sunshine tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. It's 24 degrees in Manhattan, 21 in Abilene, 29 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 7.
Match limited by state law. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org.
How does Secretary of State Marco Rubio defend the U.S. attack on Venezuela during his appearance before Congress? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal as your host. At 9 o'clock, we shift over to jazz programming. Mostly cloudy skies this evening throughout northeast and east central Kansas. Should be clearing after midnight and very cold. Lows in the single digits for tomorrow. Sunshine with a high in the mid-30s, but in the morning we could see some sub-zero wind chills. The time is 7:01. The news is next.